I'm Crispy Tart.
I'm Nate Over Easy.
And you're listening to
Crispy Tart Topics.
Hi, and welcome. This is episode 18.
Yeah. Wow.
We always say wow, but really, really.
I mean, this is the most consistent we are in all aspects of our life.
Yeah. How do I do this every week? I don't know. I think it's just so much fun, and we like to hear your guys' responses, even though you don't respond to us.
It's kind of therapeutic.
Yeah. I think maybe that's why we like it. We're just narcissistic.
Speaking of therapeutic, no, that's later.
We have something very interesting for you this week. We talked about both of us went on dates or we're going to go on dates last week. And remember, we made some predictions about the guys. Yeah, we did. We made predictions.
And I'm just like, it's just punny because like predictions.
Oh, like predictions?
Because we saw a psychic. It's just funny.
Oh, I thought you were saying like predictions is funny.
Oh. No.
Like, anyway. So, I don't remember really what the prediction was about my guy. Oh, maybe it was.
Oh, I remember because I said that you guys would get along well and that he. Oh, wait. Actually, I don't remember what I said.
No, I think you said that we would be friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I thought that he was going to start liking me.
Yeah. And I was right. Actually, not really.
Yeah, no, you were. Okay, so basically, I met the guy at Pecking Tavern. I still haven't confirmed if that's how you pronounce it or not, but we're going to call it Pecking Tavern. And he came right on time, which was great. He was very punctual. And he's 28, and I found out that – should I say this? Whatever. I found out that he is working for SpaceX, which is really, really cool.
That is cool.
And also lives literally two blocks away from my old apartment. So – we would have been really, really neighbors, but I just moved, so.
It's funny that you have, did he say how long he lived there for? It's just.
Well, he's been living here for 2 years, so I don't know if he had an apartment before that one.
Yeah.
But.
It's funny that you guys were in such close proximity, but had never met.
I know, and that makes me think we have so many potential frenzies. Even in our apartment building.
Yeah, but no one ever comes in or out of there.
Well, this is a tangent, but there was some people that I saw at a local bar that's right by our house, our bar, and they were coming home at the same time in our very apartment, and they were our age, super nice.
You didn't talk to them, though.
I did talk to them at the bar, but actually those people were friends with the person that lived there, so those people didn't actually live there.
Dang.
But it makes me think that the person that lives there is cool.
Right.
And our age. So we just gotta, I don't know, meet people at local bars that are right by our house.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they probably live by there, too. Anyway, sorry for the tangent. But the guy, he was really cool. We share a love for eating a lot of food. And I think he likes drinking, too, because he drank with me. It was pretty fun. He's definitely different than me. He likes to go on runs. He said he ran 18 miles last week.
Wow.
And I was just thinking, wow, that's really impressive. And he went to Stanford. He's just way more impressive than I am all across the board. But he was really humble and nice. I didn't get any kind of pretentious vibes from him, which was really cool.
That's good.
I think that at first when he told me he works for SpaceX, I immediately felt a little bit, I have to seem smart or something around him, you know? But no, he was really cool. And we haven't hung out since, but I think that we definitely have potential friend ability. And
have you talked since then?
We texted a little bit. I actually haven't replied to his last text. I should. I'm really bad at replying to texts when I'm with people because I like to save them for when I'm bored. And also, if I'm with friends, I don't know. I just don't like to text.
Yeah, because you're doing something you want to be doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but he seems cool, and he wants to go to our bar again. So maybe we can all go together sometime.
Yeah, our bar's cool.
And I think you'd like him. He's, like, nerdy, but not so nerdy that he is socially awkward. I think that he's one of those guys that is the leader of the nerd group, the one that can actually talk to people.
The one that has social skills.
Yeah. but yeah, he was really cool.
Nice. So
I guess it was a success. And I think he just wants to be friends, or maybe he would start liking me, but at least not yet. He didn't try to kiss me or anything.
Yeah.
And the other weird thing about that was he just got out of a relationship, a two-year relationship, and they broke up 2 weeks ago. So that's a little weird, but
yeah, that is weird. But maybe because he said he was looking for friends. Did he mention that he had friends? Because maybe that girl was his only.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like he's friends with the people that he runs with. He's part of a running crew. So he has friends through there, but I think he's looking for, you know, more friends.
Oh, okay.
So
you don't think
Wait. Actually, now I remember. He said he's only been here 7 months.
2 years.
Yeah, I don't know why I said 2 years. Sorry.
Okay.
So, yeah, that tells me he's looking for friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so his relationship was pretty short then, probably.
I don't know. Maybe they were dating before... Yeah. He moved here.
Maybe.
I'm not sure. I don't know the details. Let's ask him.
Let's find out. Let's invite him to our bar and talk.
Let's invite him on the podcast.
Analyze him. Yeah.
We could invite him on the podcast. Maybe
that'd
he'll
be interesting.
Come. He might be down. But well, we should get to know him a little more based on our last guest. Sorry. Anyway, so how was your date, Yeggs?
It was non-existent because... It was weird. He was texting me. He never really set a date. He just said the weekend. But then...
But he asked you out, right?
Yeah, he asked me out.
But how did he ask you out?
He said, are you free next weekend to meet up? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, just text me. And we had texted a little bit. And he said, so what are you up to this weekend? And I said, oh, I might finally not have to work. And he says, oh, just keep me posted. But
didn't make a plan.
Yeah, you should try to ask me to do something make a plan.
He should say, yeah, so if you're free, I was thinking we could go to this place, blah, blah, blah. That's
right.
How you should do it, guys. If you want somebody to hang out with you, you have to have a suggestion for what you're going to do.
Or Friday after work or Saturday, or if I do have to work, let's hang out afterwards. He didn't ask me my schedule.
Yeah.
But anyways, so I said... Okay, blah, blah, blah. It's highly doubtful I'll have to work, but I'll let you know. And then I never got a response. And I think it was the day before the weekend. I said, oh, I do have to work, but just Sunday. And no response. And he ghosted me. So
yeah, I don't really get it. What do you guys think? Do you think that maybe he found somebody that he likes, or
maybe
he got back with his ex, or
maybe. I mean, he's still on Bumble. He hasn't, deleted me or anything weird like that. But it's just funny because we had been talking for a couple weeks online. And then...
Maybe he chickened out.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's very possible.
So another thing along the same lines is we both matched with the same guy again on Tinder. This is the second... Or I don't know. This happened a lot. And he messaged us both at the same time, but gave us good... first messages, because they were both about something about our profile and different.
Very personalized.
Yeah. So props for that. Oh, actually, I should check my Tinder to see if he ever responded. But he asked me.
He didn't respond to me.
Okay. He asked me on a date, but then he said he was going to be gone this weekend. But today he was free. Sunday. Today's Sunday. We're recording on Sunday, but you guys probably won't hear us until Monday or Tuesday. But anyway, yeah. So he said he was free Sunday, but maybe he's still kind of on the road.
Yeah.
But he was talking to us both pretty consistently.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to try. Maybe next week we can both try to meet him. And
I'm really excited about this.
Yeah. I want to see how that goes, because usually from first impression, you're considered the sexy one and I'm considered the cute one. Yeah. That's
not
true.
That's always true.
No, it's true.
It's
just, I'm just saying, impressions by people. And also, I'm considered more friendly, and you're considered more closed.
Who are you getting these impressions from?
Just from guys, how guys respond to both of us.
But
No, we need to, like, get some real data on this.
This is real data. Guys, responding to us. What other kind of data do you want?
Ask them.
Yeah. Okay.
Instead of assuming.
We'll see what their first impressions are. I don't know.
How would you even bring that up?
Well,
so what's up?
I've done that before where...
What's your first impression of me?
Oh, no, I'll ask them later on. Yeah. What did you think of... We've had that conversation before. Our first impressions of each other.
Yeah, true.
I wanted to be friends and you thought I was a quiet weirdo, which... I don't know.
But yeah, I do really want to go on a date with the same guy and see how it goes for both of us.
Yeah. I think
it would be interesting.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to test that out for you guys next week if it works out.
Yeah. Hopefully he didn't ghost us both. But I think I've been pretty short or taking a long time to respond. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's going to be for next week. But, okay, we haven't even gotten to the bulk of what we're talking about today. That wasn't even the story. This is the story for this week. We saw a psychic. And maybe if you listen to our episode with Davis, he mentioned seeing a psychic. And that's, I think, what inspired us to see one. Or maybe we had thought about it before. But anyway, yesterday we were bored and it was raining. And so we thought, what should we do today? And decided to go see a psychic. And we found a lady that did $35 palm readings.
And so, she had good Yelp reviews.
Yeah, but only 20 Yelp reviews, but they were all good. Well, the beginning...
She was new in a new business, too.
Yeah, it said that her business opened in 2017, so... But anyway, the first impression was kind of weird because we called her because the place wasn't open, even though the neon sign said open. And then she goes, oh, I'm in Calabasas right now. I think she said Calabasas or somewhere far away, sounding far away. And she's like, I'll come at 1:40. We can meet at 1:40. And then she calls me right around 1:40, and she said, oh, yeah, we had an appointment for 1:45. That was the first red flag. And she goes, I'll be there by 1:50. And I think she didn't actually end up there until 2. Mm-hmm. And then when she got there, there were two other people waiting for her.
Yeah.
And one guy said he had an appointment at 1:30. And I was thinking, why did she book us at the same time?
She just wanted our money, you know. She just wanted the business.
Yeah.
Didn't want to lose it. But it was an interesting experience.
Mm-hmm. I would say I was definitely surprised. And I think that it was more legit than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
We were both kind of skeptic about it.
Mm-hmm. But we did go in together, which she said she wasn't used to. She's usually just does it individually. And I do think it did affect her reading because while she was reading Crispy, she was saying a lot of things pertaining to me.
Yeah. I think your aura, your energy was stronger.
Maybe.
Because she said... I mean, overall impression is that she was more accurate about you. She was almost 100% accurate about you. And
you're
maybe
right.
Around 70% accurate about me.
Yeah.
Unless there's a lot of stuff I don't know about myself.
Well, she was only incorrect about maybe one thing.
No, she was wrong about a lot of things for me.
For you, but she was right because it was directed towards me and... you know what I mean? There was only one thing that she said that didn't pertain to either of us.
Yeah. I guess the first thing she did was look at our palms. And actually, it was weird because she didn't really look at our palms that long.
Mm-mm.
She just looked at two lines and then basically just started analyzing us. But the first thing that she talked about was health, our longevity. So that was the middle line, I guess, on your palm?
No, it's the one closest to your thumb, the one that... looks like a C.
Oh, this one?
Yes.
Oh, the bottom line.
Yes.
Okay. So she said mine was really long and then I'd live a long life, and she said around 87.
And kind of same for me, 88, 90.
Yeah, older for you.
Mm-hmm. That's common in my family, though.
Me? Well, my mom's side it's common, but my dad's side it's not. My mom's side, everybody's well into their 90s when they die, so.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on if I get more of my mom's genes or my dad's
genes.
And then the next part was about family. And that was where she was really wrong about me, but really right about you.
Mm-hmm.
So she first talked about my siblings and thought that I had a sister and a brother, and I only have an older brother. So that was weird. And you don't have a sister either.
Yeah.
So that was weird. And actually, because this was so weird, I called my mom after and I said, "Mom, tell me the truth. Have you ever had a miscarriage?" And she goes, "No, not that I know of." But what was interesting was that I learned that my grandma had a miscarriage, and my mom just found out about that. So that was interesting. My grandma's still alive, and I think she's still kind of affected by that miscarriage. And so there was that. And then I hung up with my mom, and about 5 minutes later, she calls me again. And she goes, "Oh, so I have to give some context. My dad died like 6 months ago. So a lot of this has to do with my dad." And another weird thing is in the reading, she didn't say anything about my dad. So that was, I feel
that
like
was
you,
odd.
That's a huge thing that you got to pick up on. But anyway, my mom called me again and she said, "Oh, well, your father had a girlfriend before me." And her name is Mary Dickinson. You could reach out to her if you want to. You probably shouldn't, but if you want to. She said you probably shouldn't, but if you want to, you could. So maybe Mary Dickinson has my older sister that I don't know about.
Yeah.
I want to know, because my dad was really secretive. I think we could do a whole podcast about my dad, but just one thing that I found out after he died was that he lied about what high school he went to and that he used to be Canadian, but actually he lived in Indiana his whole life, so it's weird. So maybe I do have a secret sister out there that I never heard about. So, yeah, there's that. And then there was also something weird. She said that I didn't have a good relationship with my mother when I was younger. And I couldn't really remember that. She said distance with my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I thought that maybe now it's distant because we're across the country. But maybe she's just talking about when I was a teenager.
Probably.
There was a time that I pushed my mom off the couch and called her a bitch.
Oh my God.
Bad. Yeah, I would never. I feel so bad for that now. I love my
Damn.
Mom. Yeah. I had a lot of anger when I was younger.
Violent.
I was, yeah. I, you know, all my darkness is gone now that I'm in LA. Yeah, I guess that. Oh, and then the other weird thing was she said that somebody in my family, a female, is going to die.
Mm-hmm. She said that could be either of us.
Yeah.
But I hope that's not true.
Yeah, me too. And she said it's because they're sick. But my mom and my grandma are the only close females in my family, and they're both pretty healthy. So hopefully that's not true. So how about your family?
Damn, she said a lot about my family, though.
Yeah, she was spot on.
Yeah,
though,
she was pretty spot on with the female death. It's funny, I called my mom, too, and yeah. I told her that, and she goes, "Well, you know, Grandma's been sick for the past week," and I was like, "What?" And she was like, "She's had a sinus infection."
Fuck.
And I was like, "Mom!"
But sinus infection is not that serious.
I know. She'll turn over a new leaf soon, but you should call her. I'm like, "Don't worry me."
Yeah.
Like, what? But she guessed that my parents got a divorce, which is true. And she also knew I had an older brother, but that he acts younger than me.
Yeah, she thought he was a younger brother because he acts younger than you.
Right.
Yeah.
And that he has the same issues with love as I do, and that he really needs me to be there for him right now, and that he's kind of not doing shit with his life. Yeah. And that is all true. Also, she talked about how I don't have a good relationship with my father and that I dwell in the past a lot with him. So that was interesting because it was super accurate. And I was getting kind of really freaked out by it.
She was so spot on with you.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go alone. Your energy's too strong.
But she started saying more accurate things about you. The next thing we talked about was our career paths, and she said some accurate things.
Yeah, so I took a week off, and I've been kind of applying for jobs. If you're working with me, don't say a fucking thing. I'll murder you! Just kidding, I won't murder you, but please don't. So I have been away from work for almost a week and a half, actually, and been applying for new jobs. I'm just kind of sick of my current position, and I realize that there's no moving up the ladder with my job, so I want to change careers. So she said, before I even said anything about my career or any of that, she said that I'm going to change my career in 3 weeks to a month. So I hope that happens. But she also said, so when I told her that I've been applying for jobs, she said it's because my resume sucks. She's like, it's just not professional. You need to redo it.
And the way she was saying it was funny, though. She's like, it's sloppy, okay? It's just like, no offense, but, like, you need to fix that shit up.
But I don't think it's unprofessional. I think it just could be organized in a different way to highlight the jobs that I'm applying for.
But don't you think she could say that about anybody?
Yeah, for sure.
But, I mean, it was cool that she said, you know, you're going to get a new job in a few weeks because that's what you want and that's and what I you're had, working towards.
Yeah, and I had talked to you about changing my resume, too.
True. But that could be anybody.
That's true. That's true. But she also said something weird, which was that she thinks I'm going to end up in a career with fashion, mm-hmm. which I never really considered at all. It's kind of superficial for me, but I like art. It's artistic, and I like being creative, so who knows? Yeah, and then along with that, she said that she didn't think I was going to stay in L.A. for my whole life, that I'd probably move to the East Coast, like New York, within the next 5 years. But I don't see myself doing that.
So maybe, because for me, she said that she doesn't see me moving, maybe it's the opposite, because I don't see myself staying in LA forever.
Really?
No.
I mean, I don't know if I want to stay forever, but I know that right now I have no plans of leaving.
Right. But who knows? Maybe you'll get a career that takes you somewhere else.
I don't want to go to New York. It's too fucking cold. It feels good here.
Maybe you'll be bi-coastal. That would be dope.
Maybe.
New York in the summer, LA in the winter.
I don't know. I kind of just like living in L.A. There's nothing wrong with it.
All right.
Yeah, so
well, I'm glad she said you were creative because I was really pissed. She told me I wasn't a creative and that I'm in the wrong career.
Yeah.
And I was getting so disheartened by her.
The weird part is I've been really unsure about my career and you've been pretty set on this is what you want to do.
Yeah. And she was saying, you've been doing the same thing for a year and a half and it's not really progressing. But, you know, give it two more months and you'll see. But I am making progress and I really love my job and I'm very passionate about the arts. So fuck you, Lauren, because you're wrong on that.
But I think this is my rationale from that, because you're really type A person, mm-hmm. and usually creatives are type Bs.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're really scheduled and organized.
I'm both.
Yeah, I guess
you're
relaxed.
I don't think I'm super type A.
You work like a type A, but you play like a type B. Yeah.
I just feel like I've been creative my whole life. So, yeah.
But I think that's maybe what she would be confused by.
Yeah.
And like my mom said, the spiritual realm is crazy. Sometimes they pick up on some things and they don't pick up on other things.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom was really into it. I thought she was going to be skeptic, but she...
My mom, too.
She was just all for all of it. She was like, yeah.
But my mom was also drunk. She texted me this morning and was like, sorry if I was tipsy sounding on the phone last night.
My mom doesn't drink at all, so she was just, like, sober. Oh, I almost said her name, but it's funnier if I say her name. But anyway, she has, like, an old lady name. Oh, she's cute. The next thing that I have on my list is about trips. She talked about trips for both of us. And she said that I was going to go overseas.
Mm-hmm.
She said I was going to go to a different country by the water. And this is really weird. She said I was going, I had already planned it and I was going to go soon. And it's crazy because I did. So one of the things that my dad always talked about before he died was that he wanted to be cremated and thrown in the North Sea. He always talked about that. I don't know why. He just had a connection to England and lived there for, and his mom's from England. So we're going to go there in June. And the crazy part is that she said, specifically said, by the water.
Yeah.
And that's why we're going.
Yeah.
Is for the water. So, I mean, that was pretty accurate.
That's 100% yeah. accurate.
But I feel like that could also be something that a lot of people want to take a trip overseas by the water.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not like she said that to me.
That's true. But, yeah, she was pretty spot on with that. And what about your trip?
She just said she doesn't see me going overseas. She sees me in the desert. She said Mexico or Vegas. But I've been talking about going back to Joshua Tree. So, I mean, I definitely see that soon. So that made sense.
Yeah, and you had talked to me about that before. So it's not just
out of nowhere.
Totally random.
Yeah, because she could have said, maybe you're going to New York. Or, you know, she could have said anything. Oh, and one thing. Just in the very beginning, she was like, she said to Crispy, oh, you're from Michigan.
Yeah.
But I'm from Michigan. So that was creepy. That was really creepy.
Yeah. Immediately, yeah. Your aura or whatever was stronger. Oh, and so auras. She said that I have a purple aura, which represents wisdom and strength.
That's such a lovely one. I like that one.
Yeah, me too. And
that suits you.
I don't know how, because your aura can change. I wish I knew more about auras. Is that just your feeling for the day, or is it your overall personality? Yeah.
Maybe it, I think it changes within certain periods of your life.
Yeah, it's probably more than a day.
I think so. She gave me yellow, which is self-healing and inner peace, which has been something I've been working on for a while.
Yeah.
So, more so lately than before.
Yeah. She told you to journal.
It's funny because I've been journaling for the past couple weeks.
Yeah. She's pretty, I mean.
She's worth it, you guys. Yeah. She's pretty worth it.
It was only $35,
She's
too.
In Hollywood. What, New Age Psychic is what it's called?
New Age Psychic.
She's not on Google, but she's on Yelp. So yeah. Look her up.
So it looks like a little bit sketchy because she's not on Google.
Right.
But I would recommend doing a appointment.
Yes.
Beforehand.
Yes. And just do the palm reading because it's cheap and she does read your palm, but she also kind of gives you
depth.
She gives you a reading.
It's definitely worth $30.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the real reason why we're here.
Love life!
So, well, I don't know where she started with me, but the first thing that I have here is that she talked about how I've seen true heartbreak and I've had a really, really serious relationship in the past where I was, like, really in love with that person. And that's true. I would say I've had two really serious, intense relationships, but I think the first one is the one that she's talking about because that one was more intense.
Yeah.
And she said that he's going to come back. Which, if you are a true OG of Crispy Tart Topics, maybe you've heard the story of my ex riding his bike across the country basically to try to see me. When she said he's going to come back, I said, oh, he already did. And she said, well, yeah, if he tries to again, don't do it.
Don't go back to him.
Yeah, and really, he's a good guy. He's probably listening. I like you a lot, but it's not going to work between
us. But her psychic said that.
Yeah, my psychic said no, so I can't do it. Sorry. And then she also, which was interesting, she said that I'm going to settle down in 2 years, which I don't know. I mean,
that
I guess
seems so soon.
Yeah. I guess I could be ready for that, though.
Yeah, you'll be 28.
Yeah, I'll be 28. And I think it, as long as it's with the right person, I won't feel like I missed out on being young.
Right.
But she did encourage me to have fun now while I'm young.
Ooh, she said you were going to marry a professional, like a lawyer type.
And she said that that's different for me, which it's totally fucking different.
But opposites attract, so I can see it.
I don't know if I could ever see myself dating somebody like that, unless they're really different.
Yeah,
they could be fucking weird. Like
they could be. They could just be super intelligent, but also crazy fun. You never know.
Yeah. And maybe that, maybe I would end up dating a lawyer for charitable causes or something like that. A lawyer for the environment.
Yeah.
Like Erin Brockovich. I could see that. Then she said that I am going to have a boy and a girl, two kids.
Yeah, that's crazy that she told you.
Yeah, you're exactly. Gonna have children. But. That's going to be crazy if those predictions come true. Like, what the
fuck? That would be insane.
But she also said that I'm afraid to have kids, but I think that's you too. I think any woman is sort of afraid to have kids or has thought about the possibility of having kids at some point in their life. And I'm always afraid that I'm going to kill them on accident.
Yeah.
Right now, since I moved in with the cats, I'm afraid I'm going to kill the cats.
Oh, my God.
Like, I don't feel like I'm going to kill them when I'm awake, but when I'm dreaming, I had this dream that I was spraying for roaches, and I accidentally sprayed the cats, and then the cats were going to die. I don't know. I just get really...
Oh, my God.
They're so small and fragile and helpless. So.
That's a rational fear. I do think that's pretty common.
Yeah, but so I don't know if that's, like, what she was talking about, but you're also afraid of
I have, like,
kids.
A crippling fear of having children.
Why? Or, I mean, what's it about?
I don't want to be responsible for raising a human and putting them out in the world. What if they grow up to be a fucking serial killer or, I don't know, like, all the trauma. I already am super anxious. If I have to worry about a child who I have unconditional love for and they have to just go out in the world, I'm going to be so worrisome that I will die at an early age.
You're
going to
be
regardless
a really worried
of what the psychic
protective
said.
Mother.
I will drive myself fucking insane worrying about them. So I can't deal with that emotional
trauma. I think it depends on how the kid is, because if the kid is really... If I trust the kid and I feel like they don't have any emotional issues, which they probably will because they're my child. But
other, you know, they have to deal with other people and you don't know what other people are going to do.
Yeah.
What if they died? Like, I can't deal with that.
I don't know. I guess I don't worry about that kind of stuff and that's probably why my kid's going to die. So no, I'm just kidding.
Hashtag anxiety.
But yeah, so... I was just surprised that she said, I'm going to marry somebody professional. I don't really.
Yeah, the predictions she made about your love life did seem a little like she was grabbing for something. Like, I don't know if it seemed legit. For me, she kind
of
told me things that have happened that made me who I am. But for you, she told you things that we don't know. Like, if that's your path.
Yeah. I mean, she did say about my ex.
Yes, that's true.
That kind of formed who I am, but yeah.
Yeah, I guess she told me, like, one thing about my future, about relationships.
So let's get into your love life.
Oh, God. Dude, she was very negative with me. I was emotionally drained after this because she was just telling me all the shit I already knew.
I'm surprised you didn't cry, though. I cried.
Yeah, I mean, I think about this stuff all the time, though, because it's everything you know about yourself, all your flaws that you know. You don't have to be reminded, but that's what she was doing, just laying it all out there.
Yeah.
All my issues.
But, you know, she was good in the beginning. She said, I'm going to tell you everything that I see, whether it's good or bad.
Right. That's fine. It's fine. It was a good experience, but it was very overwhelming.
Yeah, yeah.
But basically... The first thing she told me was that something kind of traumatic happened to me 10 years ago that was my first sexual experience with an older person who was, like, fondling me, which is true. It's because I've talked about him.
The fondling part is true, though?
I mean, yeah, because it was my first experience, and I was 14, he was 19, which I've talked about him before. He was my first kiss, and, you know, when we were hanging out, he was, like, the first one to touch me over my pants, like, yeah. Rubbing my vagina, and I was like, what?
Oh, that's fondling for sure.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't know. I just remember being in that moment and just being like, I don't know what's happening. What is this? Like, I didn't know that was a thing because I was fucking 14 and he was 19. Like, I didn't realize that was like,
what you do.
Inappropriate, and it was not how my first sexual experience should have went. So it was, I'm pretty sure it was that person that she was talking about,
mm-hmm.
but it also could have been how I lost my virginity, which was also kind of unwarranted because the guy was also older than me. I was 16, he was 19, and we were fooling around, and that was consensual, but I said, I don't want to have sex with you, but then seriously, like 10 seconds later, he slipped in.
Like, what the fuck?
And I was like, no, and I pushed him away, and he just goes, sorry. And, like, that was it, and that's how I lost my virginity.
Yeah.
So those things happened, you know, around 10 years ago, both of those things.
Yeah.
So, but I think it was more so
first
when I was 14, because that's pretty, I don't know. I was like, super unaware of just what
but
sex.
Which one made you more uncomfortable?
The first one, for
okay.
sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, that's a lot to take in at 14.
Yeah.
You know, and he would pull out his dick and, like, he would pull my hand on his dick. And
you just weren't ready for that.
Yeah, I wasn't ready, and I was like, can we not?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's weird because he would never force me to do more. If I was like, I'm uncomfortable, he would stop, but still, like, he knew he was manipulating me.
Yeah, for sure.
So she said,
just a 19-year-old shouldn't be doing that with a 14-year-old in the first place. Like, that's fucking weird.
It is weird. And so she said that experience kind of led me to have intimacy issues and made me kind of bitter and skeptical of love. And if I'm with someone and they're gonna say I love you, they better fucking mean it or I'm out. Like, I'm gone.
That's kind of like your ex that said he loved you and then you got weird and then.
Cause I knew that was like not, it seemed fake.
Yeah.
So yeah, it definitely was, it was weird to hear that from a stranger. Yeah. I think it really threw me off because then kind of after when the session was over, she asked both of us if we had questions. And you were like, And I was like, no.
I'm done.
Yeah. Like,
well, when they were talking, I think the love life was the hardest for both of us, too, because when they were talking about my love life thing,
that was hard.
I didn't want to talk about it anymore. I was like, okay, let's move on to another part.
But one thing so she said that I need to self-heal before I get into a relationship and that she doesn't see me dating seriously right now, which I don't want to, and that's accurate. But she said I was going to be in a serious relationship after August.
Yeah.
So, what's up?
Watch out. Stay tuned until August. Yikes is going to have a BF.
Oh, and she also told me to stay away from a Brian or a Ryan.
Well, who do you think that could be, the Brian or the Ryan?
I don't know. I do have an ex named Brian, but he's so not relevant in my life at all.
But he was.
I mean, he did listen to a couple of our podcasts, we chat very occasionally, but he has a girlfriend, and that's way in the past, and I don't know. We were so young and dumb when we dated that I don't think. I just think we're two different people now.
How long did you guys date for?
I don't really know technically because I thought it was only a few months. But then when I was reading back in our old messages, we kind of were on and off for like a year.
That was the one in college.
Yeah. Who cheated on me?
Yeah.
Cheater,
Brian.
No, but I did some fucked up things to him too. Okay. So,
well, I mean, that doesn't make it okay that he cheated.
I mean, I fooled around with a couple of his fraternity brothers.
After he cheated?
Once was during our relationship. We didn't do anything, but I was like hanging out with him without him knowing, and we like cuddled.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a fucked up relationship, kind of, actually.
Yeah, so maybe you do need to be.
Maybe I need to stay away from you, Brian.
Yeah.
No, we're cool now.
Oh, well, so there's one more thing at the very end.
Oh, about friends?
Yes.
Yeah. Girl. She said to me, to Yeggs, she said.
No, well, first she asked me. There's a girl in my life that is a friend, but I think she was mixing up a lot of stuff with you and me. But she said, there's a girl in my life that's a friend that I need to be aware of. And, like, the first person that popped in my head is our mutual acquaintance. We'll call her Arrowhead.
Okay.
Just because of the water bottle right there. That's going to sound like I'm trying to say that her head is shaped like an arrow. Okay, yeah, that's going to sound like I'm trying to say her head is shaped like an arrow, but I'm not saying that. Just
there's a water bottle here. Anyways, she said to beware of this girl, this one girl. She said there's that one girlfriend I don't like.
Yes.
She was like, I can't really tell her background, like her nationality,
but she looks really different from you guys, and we're both white.
She said maybe Asian, but she said dark haired. So she said, but then she said to me that this person feeds off my energy, and she doesn't see it being a long term friendship. Which I can see that. I can see how that person feeds off my energy. I can definitely see that. I think she's a little dependent. For sure.
Yeah. But I think she also made it sound like something bad was going to happen.
I didn't think that. She said beware. But I just think it's not a friendship that'll sustain, maybe. That's what I got out of it. And yeah. I think maybe she just felt there was like some sort of tension.
Yeah, because, I mean, that is. Because
there is tension. Yeah. So.
The girl hates me. She called me a narcissist.
Oh, my God. Anyways.
She doesn't even know me.
But.
I'm yelling a lot this episode. I don't know why. Sorry, guys.
But it was crazy because after we got this done, I had to go home and, like, just decompress. And when we all met up later, we were all just in such a weird mood.
We were so emotional and.
Just drained.
Yeah.
And we went, because usually me and Crispy fucking party on the weekends and get drunk and talk to people and dance. And we were in it was getting crowded, a crowded bar with a DJ.
Saturday night.
And we were just sitting in the booth next to each other,
just
like
chilling,
just staring at everyone in silence and talking about our reading.
We started talking about like the universe and if we want to travel to space.
Yeah, yeah, like all this deep shit. And I stayed sober all weekend. I didn't even really smoke, so it was weird.
Yeah, I didn't really drink that much this weekend either. I definitely didn't get drunk at all.
I just knew if I was to get inebriated that I was gonna think about it even more and really freak myself out.
Yeah,
but I feel better today.
Do you think that, are you happy that you did it?
I'm very happy I did it. I think it's part of the self-healing for me.
Yeah, I think it was definitely an interesting experience. I'd like to do it again because your juju or whatever, your aura
messed up yours.
Mine. Yeah, so I would do it again, but with a different person, because it's really cool, you guys, if you've never done it before, it's really cool to, they didn't know anything about us. Like, mm-hmm. She literally just asked for our name and our birthday in the beginning and knew nothing because we were walk-ins. Yeah. So she couldn't have looked us up or anything. So,
and she didn't even know my name or my birthday when she said that you were from Michigan, which yeah. is actually me. Yeah. So she can
She's read
something.
Clairvoyant. Yeah. So it's interesting. I want to see another person that's like her that's also cheap. So we'll see. Stay tuned for that. And stay tuned for hopefully our date that we both go on.
Yes.
And thank you guys for listening. Thank you for the dedicated ones that listen to us every week.
Chris B, what's up? You the best.
Chris B, where you at?
But follow yeah. us on Crispy Tart Topics. Like our posts. Go to our website.
Yeah, we're going to add more stuff.
We love you guys.
Peace out.
Bye.
Bye.